This may sound familiar. But what did dinosaurs actually sound like?
In the movie industry, that question's been answered in ways that are probably not correct. I'm Franz Kolla, and I'm a professor at the University of Utah in the Department of Biology.
Scientists have some clues into the sounds dinosaurs may have been capable of based on the discovery of an ancient voice box from a bird. Birds, direct descendants of dinosaurs, possess a unique vocal organ called the syrinx, from which loud honks, unexpected hoots, and delightful songs radiate.
We knew nothing about the evolution of this unique voice box.
The oldest known syrinx was unearthed in Antarctic fossils of a bird that lived around 66 million years ago.
The importance of this discovery is to address the question whether non-avian dinosaurs may have phonated with the syrinx. Now we know from this finding that the syrinx can fossilize. That evidence then suggests that maybe then it should show up in the fossil record of dinosaurs if it had been present.
The intriguing part? No syrinx has been found in non-bird dinosaurs thus far, indicating these creatures probably didn't make sounds with this particular vocal organ.
If dinosaurs were capable of making sophisticated sounds, then we would have to ask why did birds evolve this unique vocal organ. I would tend to suggest that maybe dinosaurs were not making very sophisticated sounds.
Dinosaurs may not have sung and squawked like the birds, but it doesn't necessarily mean they were mute. Galler noted that dinosaurs possibly made sounds with their mouths shut, similar to the bellow of a crocodile. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.